In Las Vegas at T-Mobile Arena, the Golden Knights wrap up their homestand. Columbus Blue Jackets in town here today. I'm Dan Duva with Golden Knights defenseman Nicholas Haig. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Jazzed up for the Knights and the Blue Jackets after a victory for Vegas against the Seattle Kraken a couple of nights ago. What did you think of your team's play in that game?
I thought we were good. You look back at the game and there's, obviously stuff we can clean up, but I think that's just the reality of it. I thought, overall we played a really solid game, good defensively, and I felt like we had lots of chances. A nice timely goal late there to take the lead, and overall I thought it was a great game.
You talk about not giving the opponent chances. It's now three games in a row where the opponent has had 20, 21, 22 shots right around there, and those are the numbers that a fan might see. How do you determine, hey, we didn't give them chances? Do you look at those shots on goal? Is it a feel thing? Is it tape? How do you determine, hey, we didn't give them much?
I think it's a feel thing. I feel like, after the game, I could probably have a pretty good guess of what, shots against or whatever it was would be without looking at it. Just you can kind of feel the way it's going, right? When we're moving pucks quick and ending plays and really we spend most of the time, either transitioning the puck or in the O zone, that's what feels good for us when and especially when we can get our forecheck going. It's we just kind of feel like we have a hold on the game, and when we're playing like that, I think we're really hard to beat.
You just took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, it seems like you guys right now are hard to play against. It would be suffocating for another team to encounter what you've just described.
Well, it is, right? I know, just like every other defenseman, when you're forced to, turn your back and go and, break pucks out, time after time again during a game, it's, one, it's exhausting. Two, that part of the game sucks, right? When you're constantly being hunted and getting hit behind the goal line, and that really wears on a team, and especially the D-man. We've been on the other end of that before, and it's not fun at all. So when our forwards really get that going, and shouldn't even say our forwards, when we're really good on the forecheck, I feel like we're all kind of working together, but you can just feel it, right? And we feel good as a team when we have that going. So that's where we try to get to every night.
I said this the other day to Will Carrier, said it to Nick Wah. You want to have a good feeling about your game. But in order to have a good feeling about your game, you've got to play well. It's sort of a chicken or the egg sort of thing. Yeah. How would you think about that?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? I mean, I think when you're playing well, you get that good feeling. I think that's where the, call it momentum, call it whatever, kind of comes in when you want to try to keep that feeling, right, for as long as you can. It's kind of a feeling that we, I'll say, haven't felt a lot this year. It's kind of seemed like we haven't really been able to find our game for like long stretches, right? So
especially compared to last year where it seemed like you did.
Yeah, which I find makes it a little bit harder in a sense too, right? Cause we know what it feels like, and we know where that bar is, and we know what we can be. So when we're not there, I think it almost maybe wears on you a little bit more, because we know what kind of group we have and the potential we have in here. But you're right. I don't know what comes first. I think once you do play well and you feel good about your game, I think you just want to try to ride that wave for as long as you can. There's going to be ebbs and flows. There's going to be ups and downs. That's the nature of what we do. And those ups and downs could be within a shift, within a period, within a game, throughout the year. We just got to try to manage that the best we can. And I like to say never too high, never too low, but just keep kind of pushing forward, I guess.
There's a new variable in the equation, especially as it relates to the group of defensemen, and that's Noah Hanifin. And you've played with him the last couple of games. What was that like?
Yeah, he's great. We obviously know or knew, I guess, what kind of player, he was from playing against him. But
For someone who hadn't seen him, what would you say?
Well, I mean, he skates so well. He, you know, plays the game. You know, he's super confident, right? You know, puck on a stick, defending. He really does it all. He's I think that that mold of a, you know, two-way defenseman that can kind of play both sides of it, and it's definitely fun to, you know, have him on our side. He kind of just plays the game with a certain composure, and it's fun to watch. It's fun to play with him, definitely a great add to our blue line.
And with he being a lefty, you're a lefty, you've played the offside. How often have you done that? I don't remember too much.
I personally love playing on the right side. I played the right side all 3 years of my junior career. Sprinkled in a little bit, you know, since playing pro. But it's definitely something that I haven't done a ton of here, but... But, you know, it's kind of, you know, a situation where they need me to. I kind of embrace the challenge, and I do feel good on that side.
Is muscle memory?
I think a little bit, probably, right? I mean, I've played a lot of hockey games on the right side. It doesn't scare me. I don't feel like it gets me out of position or anything. I actually, you know, in some ways prefer it. Game's the same, right? It's just. You know, like looking in a mirror, I guess. You know, everything's just a little bit the other way, but it's something that I like to do, and I think there's actually advantages to it as well.
And of course, you're in the lineup the last couple of games. Zach Whitecloud will be in today, and you know that comes after you guys were scratched for a game, and Zach was scratched for a few. Ben Hutton was scratched for quite a while. I was waiting, sitting on 499 games. You know, the coach will say it's a good problem to have. We've got all these NHL caliber defensemen, but there's only six spots. How do you handle that? How do you think about it?
Yeah, it's sure the coach loves that position, right? You know what? It's a unique position, if you will. I don't know, maybe not. But I think at the end of the day, we're the end goal is always the same, no matter who's playing. Obviously, everyone wants to play. So I think as a player, you just, you know, control what you can control, and you know if you get the nod to go in, you go put your best foot forward. The rest of it is, you know, it's kind of out of our control. And you know, at the end of the day, I don't think it matters, you know, who's in there. You know, you're gonna, you know, everyone kind of has the same mindset, I guess, for lack of a better term or whatever. But the end goal and what we want to accomplish, you know, as a team, none of that changes. We got eight guys who, you know, are all, you know, quality NHL defensemen who can all play, and it's, call it that next man up mentality, call it whatever it is, but just, you know, as an individual, I think you just control what you can control, go out, and that's all you can do.
Bruce Cassidy has said, hey, when you do have the opportunity, take advantage of it.
Yeah, I think that's a mindset you have to have, right? It's listen, there's a lot of stuff in this game that as a player you kind of have no control over, and you know, that being one of them. So I think it's kind of silly to, you know, worry about anything other than your own game and just going out and playing the best you can.
Like you said earlier, even keel, not too high, not too low. We'll wrap it up with this. Our guest is Nick Hague. Blue Jackets today. You saw them recently, and, hey, they won out in Columbus. They have a number of guys out of their lineup right now, and they lost in their game against the Avalanche last night. What do you have in mind in today's matchup?
We owe them one. We want to keep building, right? It's... we obviously, you know, aware of who we're playing against and all that, but I think at the end of the day, I think our focus has to be within this room, and we could be playing any team in the league. It's, you know, I don't think we're going to change kind of our plan and our goal and how we approach it. So, I feel like we've been playing well the last couple of games, so we're kind of look to, you know, keep that momentum going, keep building on that, and we owe these guys one.
Bruce Springsteen was at T-Mobile Arena last night. Great show, by the way. If you could see one musical artist perform in person, who would it be?
My personal favorite, I've seen him a couple times, but Morgan Wallen. I'm a big country music guy. Really, anyone country, I'd love to see live. That's my style.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, Morgan's fantastic. Might not be Bruce Springsteen.
No,
but great choice. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I love his music. I think he's teasing a couple new songs here, so I'm kind of looking forward to it.
All right,
yeah.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to your review. Nick, thanks very much for your time, and best of luck today.
Thank you.
That's Nicholas Haig. We're back with more in a moment on the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.